Welcome back to the Make Money Making Videos podcast. How to be a full-time video creator and breaking down how I've been a full-time video creator officially, I guess, for about 2 years, but technically for forever, pretty much, like more or less. I'm gonna get a bit more into that in a second. But if you're new to my channel, welcome. I upload weekly or daily content, actually, based around video editing, videography, or how to make money making videos. Subscribe now if that sounds interesting to you. Today, I'm going to talk about how I've been a full-time video creator for 2 years officially, in the fact that the way I justify that is having a significant income from the video production every month, which obviously has enabled me to pay rent on my office, my house, whatever the case may be, right? And, you know, that has really been for 2 years. But I guess I've been a full-time video creator forever. I just really haven't been making that much money off of it before about 2 years ago, right? So I'm 20 now. I started freelancing properly and actually making significant money off of videos at about 18. I've been making money from videos for a while before that, you know, a little 50 quid here. I had multiple YouTube channels, which companies would pay me, you know, money for sponsored posts, all type of stuff. So I'd been experimenting with lots of different kind of streams of making money making videos in very different ways for quite some time. But officially, I've been a full-time video creator in terms of making thousands of dollars a month from the video creation. I live in the UK, thousands of pounds a month for about 2 years, right? So boom, little bit of backstory on me, little bit of backstory on what I consider full-time and the criteria that I've laid out here for that we're gonna be exploring. But it comes in a couple categories being a full-time video creator, and I'm really just gonna be exploring how I've done it, right? And the way I've done it is right off the bat, I established or I kind of identified all the possible income streams. And the possible income streams for me, or the three most obvious ones to me in terms of stuff that I enjoy doing and could quickly get to, would be freelance video editing, freelance videography, and YouTube. These were the three big ones, right? That, in my opinion, were the most obvious income streams that I identified. The YouTube, I understood that it would make me money later. I would have to build a catalog of videos and the money would really come later, more like 2 years down the road, which I'll get to that more in a second, which, you know, that theory was definitely correct from the start. And the ones that I tapped into most quickly was the video editing and the videography. Now, over the past 2 years, I have been a full-time video creator every single month for the past 2 years, but I haven't been a full-time any three of these things. So I'll break it down. Like I have, but in terms of the income. So 1 month, the video editing will make me the most money. The next month, maybe the videography will make me the most money. Lately, the YouTube has been making me the most money. So I have been a full-time video creator, but the actual, you know, main source of income has varied over the past 2 years. And that's what I'm gonna be jumping into, where I get a lot of people on the channel who are one of these things. You are just a freelance video editor. You're just a freelance videographer. You're just a YouTuber. And my philosophy here, which has enabled me to honestly, relatively easily become a full-time video creator, is by not just kind of pigeonholing myself into one of these particular industries, which all of these are actually really lucrative industries on their own. You know, you're watching this right now and you're just a videographer, right? Or you're watching this and you're just a video editor, or you're watching, you know, videography has an aspect of video editing, but I'm talking about more remote video editing when I put that in a category. And then there's people watching this that might be just a YouTuber. For me, I've really explored all three of these, which obviously means I haven't done phenomenal and really, I guess, ultimately capitalized on any individual one, but I really don't actually have a need to or want to. I don't just want to be a video editor who's just, you know, stuck inside editing all day, never really doing a whole much more than that. It's not all I want. I don't want to just be a videographer going project to project, really just kind of chasing the next check and everything like that. And I don't want to just be a YouTuber, again, just making videos talking. I want to be doing shit, which is the video editing and the videography, but I don't want to be just doing that. I want to be talking about it, creating content about it. So this is very tailor-fitted to me. So I think what you should do is identify the possible income streams that are going to be significant and then proceed with, you know, whichever one's going to be the quickest, because obviously you want to become a full-time video creator. I mean, you know, you need to have something that's paying the bills. So if you want to do this ASAP, you have to identify the one that's going to give you the most money quickly. For me, it was the remote video editing through sites like, you know, Upwork is the most heavily endorsed one here on my channel. If you've watched two videos, both of them I mentioned Upwork. You know what I mean? You know, you got Fiverr, you got Freelancer, you got People by the Hour, you got a whole bunch of other ones. And in fact, lots of people are in my DM now. So I know that Fiverr is working for a lot of people. Freelancer is working for a lot of people. and some other ones as well. In terms of, you know, you could be doing some cold calling. I've done some cold calling. You could be doing some cold emailing, all type of stuff. But you definitely need to be bringing in income through a couple different streams. Those are some that, you know, I've identified from the start, and, you know, take some context from that basically and apply it to what you're doing. But next up, execute ruthlessly and be proactive as fuck. This is a pretty funny title for the next segment I'm going to be talking about, but it's very true. And this, you know, encaptures some of my energy, you know, in terms of talking about this topic right here. A lot of people are, you know, maybe underestimating how much kind of, you know, how much consistency you really have to be, how much consistency you really have to apply to this to really build it, you know, into anything significant. The remote video editing, if you are a video creator, you can more or less frictionlessly roll into remote video editing via one of the freelance websites. Very easy, all you gotta do is go in there and apply to a whole bunch of work. But still, execute ruthlessly and be proactive as fuck does apply to this, because you still need to be applying to jobs every single day constantly and really building up a clientele essentially, because the whole way you can turn this into a full-time thing is by getting, you know, consistent clients. Project hopping is not the most attractive option, so you kind of want to get clients who want consistent work and then tap in with them. That you can almost effortlessly do, kind of. If you're a video creator and you're, you know, somewhat self-motivated, you just roll into that more or less effortlessly. The videography is a little bit harder because it's, you know, not as frictionless. The remote video editing, all they have to do is send files to you and you can be anywhere in the world and do the work for them, which obviously makes a bigger pool of potential clients. The videography, you have to tap in with businesses or, you know, clients locally, more or less, right? You could travel, obviously, but they're more or less local compared to the market that you have on the internet. Makes it a little bit harder. The YouTube is a long-term play. It's definitely something you have to establish a catalog of videos, create that catalog of 100, 200, 300, 400 videos that are all kind of informative, helpful videos, and then let the search results do their thing and just bring traffic to you over time. And to be real, the YouTube in terms of an income for me has only gotten significant this year, which is 2019, the year I'm making this video. And you know, for the 2 years before that, started it in 2017, it was something. $100 here, $400 here, $350 here, $523 here, you know what I mean? But it wasn't anything that is very significant, you know? Now, total transparency, I'm making like over $2,000 a month video editing, which the past month has been almost my most significant income. And you know, it's very, very, very nice to have something that isn't instant right away, but over time kind of adds up to something. But execute ruthlessly and be proactive as fuck. All of these areas, they have to, you know, have this applied to them. I think I'm a little jumpy in this video, but I'm sure it's applying some serious value as well, because I'm covering a lot of things. I'm just trying to cover any question that's asked, you know what I mean? Sort of in my mind as it comes up. But constantly reach out to new clients. That's under this category of being executing ruthlessly and being proactive as fuck. Networking heavily, proving yourself, right? So networking heavily, just constantly reaching out to people, kind of goes under the same category, but sort of building a bit more of a relationship with those people, which I'll talk about in a second. Proving yourself. Actually, when you're doing these jobs, you know, being very, very, very hands-on, especially up front. It's very cool to, you know, be super hands-on up front, actually, you know, make a very good impression, start the relationship off good, and then sort of, once you've sort of figured out the format, maybe it gets a little bit easier as you go. But I think, especially with these freelance clients, especially your first few, you want to be going super, super hard for them, making a phenomenal impression. In fact, I uploaded a video yesterday or the day before, I think it was the day before, talking about how to build rapport and impress new clients, talking with another video creator, Amarias, who basically smashed this and has done phenomenal at it. And I think it's crucial because this is going to set you up for, you know, repeat business. If you could become friends with the client, that's like the best thing. I've become friends with maybe a handful of clients. I'm going to say maybe about five different clients I've probably become friends with, where they ring me up and actually talk to me on a friend sort of, you know, basis. And actually the relationship has clearly surpassed like a professional level. And these clients have been the most useful for me. They're the ones who, you know, say promoters, right? I shoot a lot of videos for events, right? And these are some of the particular clients who I've gotten actually, you know, pretty good friends with. And they'll tag me on Facebook posts and stuff where someone who's on their friends list will be posting like, I need a videographer for an upcoming event, whatever the case may be. And they'll be tagging me, you know, Jack's your guy, blah, blah, blah. And then also, you know, they, you know, are in the community, so they know lots of people. Someone will literally ask them verbatim for a recommendation. They'll then recommend me. And these people who I've taken the relationship to a further level, which has kind of happened naturally, but also happened because of, you know, me being just a naturally outgoing, kind of outreaching dude who is more or less trying to take that relationship, you know, to a more significant level rather than just, hey, what's up? I'm here to film. Cool. Where do you want me there? All right, cool. I'm not like that. You know what I mean? I'm very much so more hands-on, more personal dude. And it's helped me. There's no possible way it hasn't helped me, you know? So that is more on a case-by-case basis, but becoming friends with your clients is 100% gonna set you up. Again, that's a bit of strategy for the repeat business side. But next up, an interesting category here, which is help me get a little bit of money on the side when maybe I haven't had a project to do, right? And that is establish side income streams, right? The two I'm gonna talk about here are either selling old equipment or renting equipment that you're not using, right? I'm gonna jump into this, and this can get into getting more work as well, which is a fact. So selling old equipment, personally, I use Facebook Marketplace. This is what I do if I got old equipment, a microphone, a random clip-on mic, something like that, that I don't need anymore, I've upgraded it, or you know, companies actually send me equipment, so if it's not the best, I'll just sell it on. And essentially what I do is I go on Facebook Marketplace, I put it up on there, and then people have come and bought that equipment off of me, which puts a little bit of extra money in my pocket, you know, in the short term. But also, people have bought equipment off of me and then ended up telling me about a project I've showed interest in that project. I've sent them my showreel and they've hired me for like 4 videos going forward. You know what I mean? And that's a product of them coming to buy an item off of me off Facebook Marketplace. Because at the end of the day, it's kind of like a networking thing. You are putting yourself in contact with other video creators, and that could lead to something. In my case, it literally 100% has. It led to a car dealership hiring me for 4 projects, and I've talked to them, and you know, we're most likely, it seems like that, gonna do more projects in the future. So that's the product of them coming and originally buying a microphone from me for 20 quid. So I think establish a side income stream, which you look at almost like a networking opportunity. I look at it like a networking opportunity. I had a dude come down and buy some crappy drone off me the other day. He didn't seem the most professional dude in the world, but you know, you strike, you sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. You know what I mean? I'm still meeting these people face to face. And at the end of the day, I think it's a cool option to explore. Renting equipment as well, you could go to a website called fatllama.com. Fatllama.com, you could rent anything for, you could, you know, rent a weed whacker, a fucking hibbity hop. You could rent plenty of different stuff on there. And I think fatllama.com is a good spot. You can actually rent some equipment. And you know, again, video creators who are maybe looking to do a big project or something, they need more equipment, more camera angles, whatever the case may be, they can come and they'll rent some equipment off you. And I actually had, I told my friend Noah, who lives up in London, very populated, you know, place, probably the most active spot in the whole England, right? I told him, dude, if you rent your equipment on this website up there in London, you'll probably have loads of people coming to get it off of you for the nature of it being a very populated area. Lots of people will be on the site searching for equipment. And he put his equipment up on there, and the owner of, hands down, one of the biggest rap channels in the whole, you know, UK called Link Up TV, literally had Drake on there, you know, spitting some freestyles a couple months ago. The owner of this YouTube channel, who's like a very significant figure in England, especially in the grime kind of community, literally came and rented my homie Noah's camera, and Noah was able to give him the showreel. And, you know, I don't think anything really came of that, but the fact that he was in an opportunity to give him the showreel when something could have come of that. You know, this dude's literally been shouted out by Drake on some freestyle, you know, who was literally on the dude Link Up TV's channel. And, you know, that's a whole example of how essentially renting your equipment and selling your equipment could be leading you to your next job. But I need a drink. I looked here, and in total disbelief, I realized that my goddamn bottle of some you know, smoothie anyways that I just refilled is my bottle. It did not have any water in, other than a tiny bit. I've been talking, my mouth is actually very dry. So I'm gonna end the video right there. Final words to you guys is rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat everything. Literally, that's the name of the game. For the first 2 years, I've just started chilling out now. Literally, like it's 2 years on, and I've just started chilling out now, and that's because, well, not really, but you know, in terms of the being super proactive with the freelance stuff, I've just started chilling out now. And before that, I was just constantly reaching out to people, always, a weekly basis, just reaching out to people, going to shoots, networking with people, and you know, it's resulted to the point now where I do have people contacting me for work, and you know, I've actually established this kind of more long-term income stream, I guess you could say, which is the YouTube channel, which now I'm tripling down on that because if something's working, you know, double down on it. And you know, it's been a very interesting journey being a full-time video creator. officially for the past 2 years, but more or less since I was fucking 15 years old and doing YouTube gaming videos and stuff like that. I've been a full-time video creator for a long time. I love making videos. I've made probably every type of video in the entire book.